Hello, Horace.
Hello.
We hope you're doing well.
I certainly am.
Oh, yeah?
Are you?
Head empty. No thoughts.
That's true. That's fair. Personally, I am also head empty, no thoughts, but I'm doing well because of it. Because if your head's empty and there's no thoughts, there's no anxiety or depression. So I'm like, this is vibing right now.
Oh, so that's what they meant by bimboification.
I don't know, man. I'm classified specifically, legally, driver's license as a himbo. And the past, like, 6 years so far.
He low-key does give off very powerful himbo energy.
I am actually a golden retriever. When I'm like, that's my animorph. That's what you call me, right? I'm a golden retriever.
I do call you that.
Thank you. And
you're welcome.
Yeah, I've taken pride in you also called me a sunflower, because that's the golden retriever of plants. And because of that, you've gotten the description of me, Brandon, and my co-host,
Shania.
And we are Big Oof coming your way. This is part three of people, characters, productions that deserved better for our Thanksgiving special here at the podcast. Shania, let's get into our first little segment, the little pre-segment. What have you been up to in the past week?
I got roped right back into my time at Portia.
Mm-hmm.
And for anyone who hasn't played My Time at Portia, it's essentially like Stardew Valley, but instead of a farmer, you have a workshop, and it's in a post-apocalyptic wasteland, but it's also a utopia, so it's cute.
A wastetopia, and, if you will.
Precisely. And everyone is 3D and voice acted.
Yeah. It's actually really nice. They're doing a Kickstarter. If you do like My Time at Portia and you want to have a second one, they're doing a Kickstarter for the sequel right now. So
they sure are.
Yeah. So have you been? Oh, I was there. I watched some of it yesterday when you had that bridge project that you almost bit off more than you could chew, but you did it the day of.
I mean, and normally in real life, I actually fucking hate project management, but my time at Portia is definitely one of those games where it's project management, but in a cute way. So you have to make sure all of your resources are adequately like dispersed, and you'll have like, you know, maybe like a week or 2 weeks to do a huge project. So it's pretty nice. I've been enjoying myself. I've been trying to get one of the characters in particular to sleep with
Arlo.
Me. Yes.
I'm trying to get Arlo to sleep with you.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that person wants to join, and let me get this straight, post-apocalyptic cops.
Yeah, I don't really have a defense for that one, Chief.
They're literally called the Flying Pigs.
They are. They are. And when I tell you, I thought long and hard about it, you know?
I mean, you thought long and hard about something, I guess, but not about
Shut
the fact
up.
That you were a cab right up until you saw Arlo and his accent.
Yeah, he's British. So.
But I'm really glad that you've been enjoying it. I saw you on it for a long time, got to see of it but myself, and you've been doing really well on it. So.
Yeah, I stopped playing it the last time because I felt like I bit off more than I could chew, and out of anxiety, I stopped playing it, but then I started playing it again, so.
Well, much like any experienced college, previously gifted kid, you took on a massive project and at the last minute barely pulled it out of your ass for reward. So, congratulations to you.
What about you, my fellow? I was going to say golden retriever, but I'm not a golden retriever, so never mind. What have you been doing?
If anything, you're kind of like a cat. But if you were a cat, you'd kind of be like Bastet, so like god of cats, and just like authority, but also like I don't give a shit about these people. Sometimes that's kind of your attitude in general. Like, you care about, like, obviously our listeners. You care right. about me, you care about yourself and your friends, but if they ain't one of them, welcome.
That's you. Not true. I care about people in like a general sense.
I think cats care about people in a general sense. Maybe. I don't know cats. I've never been a cat. That's canonically true. I've never actually been a cat. So, you know what? Maybe I'm wrong about cats. Any people Brandon that are cats.
Shape-shifted.
Yeah, I anamorph into golden retrievers only. So if you're a cat anamorph, please tell me the cat experience, because I did not download that DLC for life. So, what, you asked what I was been up to?
Correct.
That's not even a grammatically correct sentence, what I was been up
to. I was just going to let you have it.
I won't. I have a degree that was built upon articulating things to people in the correct manner, and right. I'm still terrible at it. So that shows what my life has been.
Well, I have a neuroscience degree, and yet my head is still fucking empty. So
With no thoughts. True. Go us.
So here we are. Look at us.
As for me, I mean, nothing too different. Minecraft project's been going fun. Destiny 2 DLC came out. I think I mentioned that, like, in the last episode, like, while I was editing, or at least one of
What's
the
What's it days. Called?
Destiny 2 Beyond Light.
Okay.
And so, I just played that a ton, honestly.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I mean... It's, I've played every Destiny 2, like vanilla to each DLC. I never played Destiny 1, so don't at me with, Destiny 1 ones are better. I guess. I don't know. I don't have that experience.
Mm-hmm.
This one falls comfortably in between the last two DLCs in terms of quality. But, you know, we're going for that day one race, for Raid, just to get that emblem, I guess, and... I've never done okay. that before, so that'll be fun. Yeah, and other than that, I do the shooty shoot. I am a dark Chad now, as well as a light Chad. I mean, I didn't have any character agency to actually choose that.
You're a dark Chad?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I mean,
Titans are Chads.
Titans are absolute Chads. I don't care if the usual thing is they're crayon eaters. And stupid. Maybe that's because Bungie is stupid. Did we ever think of that?
I mean, no one has ever said Chads were particularly smart.
That's true, but I'm just saying, Bungie, even in an advertisement, was like, it's so simple, even a Titan could do it. Basically calling them Neanderthals.
Damn.
And just like any other character that deserves better... Let's get into our segment. I absolutely used my own experience as a segue and only realized the potential 4 seconds into it. So, Shania, do you want to go first? I believe you let me go first last time, so it is your turn.
Okay, so my first example of... People, like groups of people who deserve better in general. Mm-hmm.
Let's hear
this
it.
This is a shout out to everyone who still plays The Sims. me too. And I'm sorry. I just feel like EA, I mean, everybody knows that prime Sims years were like Sims 1 and 2 and like a good bit of 3 too.
Nah, you forgot one. Sims busting out the Earth, baby. All those That's spinoffs.
True. Yeah. I actually never had the herbs.
I played the shit out of the herbs.
I wanted the herbs so badly, and I never had it. I had busting out for PlayStation 2.
That's good. Busting out's still my favorite Sims game. Actually.
It's very fun.
Like, it's not my overall like best Sims game. But I have more great memories with Bustin' Out than I do every other Sims game combined.
But yeah, there was a lot of creativity in the earlier Sims games. That's just the newest Sims 4 is just so fucking uninspired now. And you can just tell that EA is very Like, they really just care about milking every last fucking penny out of every person with the amount of... They have not only, like, the expansion packs and game packs, but they have so many stuff packs. And a lot of the stuff and game packs could be in the expansion packs.
And this isn't... Just to clarify what you're saying here a bit more on it. You're talking specifically about EA, the corporate management side, not the people who have, like, given key development. Like, they've added weather a few times, but each time they have to build a new engine to, like, support it, upgrade the graphics, do more with CreateSim. It's like this ever-expanding load that the EA side demands out of them, and then they cut it up and sell it in different packages. But for them, it's a massive work schedule of constantly trying to basically, like, get it as realistic or goofy as possible, depending. And then they stop it, and then they have to make a new one, except for Sims 4, which will apparently be the one that lasts for 20 years at this rate.
And it's not to say that there weren't improvements on The Sims 4. Like, it's very pretty. It's very well optimized, because a huge problem with The Sims 3 was that, you know, not a lot of computers could run it very well.
Yeah.
And a lot of the animations are good. The multitasking is great. The moods are good. But it's just, you know, if you take even the pets expansion, they basically separated it into another stuff pack so that small pets like hamsters and lizards were in a separate pack than from the pets pack, which is completely different than every other Sims iteration.
So, not to mention this, I'm gonna like flare a little veterancy here for the listeners. My first Sims was actually Xbox, original Xbox. I saw The Sims, and it was in the slot that said The Simpsons Road Rage, and I just thought it cut off. So I thought I was picking up a Simpsons game. I picked up The Sims, loved it. So I got The Sims original Xbox, went to the PC and had The Sims and The Sims Making Magic and all that, and I've played every Sims game. Both, like, the little ones, like, Busting Out and the Herbs, all the way up to 4. I've not played all the 4 DLCs and stuff, but I've played everything else.
Yeah.
And I remember when Sims 2 made the pets expansion, and I have had to watch them give an expansion for pets every goddamn time, and it gets worse in how they deliver it to you.
That's the thing. That's why it becomes super obvious, because there are certain expansions which shows up in every iteration of The Sims. So pets, university, some kind of nightlife expansion. Yep. All of those consistently show up, but they just keep taking off content off of each one. And I think the latest thing that EA did that really pissed everyone off was that they had a Star Wars expansion.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, I remember when it came out and so many people were mad. Their trailer had so many dislikes, because it was just, at that point, you just know, EA doesn't give a shit anymore.
I'll go further than that. Remember the Green expansion, and people were like, yeah, you put Smog in my game, but you can't actually like release a real DLC pack for all this. Like, why wasn't this in the weather pack? I mean,
yeah, because people because people continuously ask for certain pieces of content, and EA is like, I don't know how to read.
Yeah.
Or here.
A lot of times people don't even ask for like big content, because, you know, they're not being ungrateful asking for it. A lot of the content they're asking for is like, could we get an update or a fix to certain bugs with new DLCs? Could we get like one additional thing that's obviously been missing but was in like Sims 2 and 3? And and re-released. So they're not asking for like new shit all the time. They're asking for old shit that they've seen before on older systems work that gets put out, cut apart, and repurposed into multiple like $10 packs over the course of 6 months.
Yeah, and honestly, I really feel like I really want there to be basically a combination of The Sims 3 and 4. So if it were optimized like The Sims 4 and ran as well as The Sims 4, but the open world with The Sims 3 would be amazing. And for anyone who's kind of fed up with EA and The Sims in general, there is a new game in development called Paralives.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they actually have a Kickstarter. It's supposed to be kind of like a competitor to The Sims. And even with all the details they have now, like you can set nicknames for your Sims. You can, not Sims, they're called Parafolks. Yeah. But you can give them nicknames. You can adjust their height. You can adjust a ton of things about them. And there's supposed to be stuff like weather in the base game.
Yeah, and the thing is, the best part is the way that they've been advertising it. Other people, not them, say that they are the biggest competition for The Sims, which really says something that anything that somewhat resembles The Sims, EA gets really, like, twisted about and wants to shut them down. So Paralives had to take an extreme measure of, like, renaming, showing that they took no assets from EA, all that over and over, and they still say, we are not your competition, we're an alternative that other people might like, because you don't have a monopoly on these, like, god/people management simulation games.
So, I mean, a huge problem with The Sims in general is that it doesn't have competition.
Yeah, they shut down competition as much as possible. Because classically it's easier to stomp your competition before it can get a foothold than actually innovate and compete with anyone, which is kind of not the point. But Paralives has established their foothold. I remember about a year ago, the one person who was programming and working on it started hiring like animators, and I think they're up to like 4 or 5 animators plus themselves now. I think they were originally hoping for a late 2020 release. Did not happen, obviously, and they've put it on the back burner. But they always said they were hoping for it. They never set a date. They didn't cyberpunk themselves, you know?
Yeah.
They're just trying to set goals on when they have major updates and are hoping one of these updates are going to be the 1.0 release version. So
yeah, I mean, from what I've seen so far, it looks pretty good. So, you know, we'll keep you guys updated with any news that we see. But yeah, donate to their Kickstarter if you can. If you're just really tired of The Sims, or if you're like me, where you can only tolerate to play The Sims with like an outrageous amount of custom content.
Yeah, and I mean,
6 months.
I think this is our first, like, instead of somebody in particular or a piece of work, this is our first, like, the audience deserved it better than what you got. So, Shania, take it away. How do we address a thank you to the audience?
Well, I mean, thank you guys and myself for just putting up with EA's bullshit. But also, thank you to the dev team at, like, EA and Maxis.
Oh, yeah, they do deserve better.
I know that they're doing all they can, and it's not their fault. And
it's absolutely, you know, not.
I can tell that they worked hard. So I salute them also.
At the end of the day, Sims, like, real talk, when it's all said and done, all the content is in one bundle, the dev team did a hell of a job every single time. Unfortunately, we've talked about this. It's time for The Sims 4 to kind of end, because, like, Sims games do not have this long of a life cycle because they get bloated. They can't handle it with, like, their engine or, like, with people's power.
I know they have at least, they've got to have at least 10 to 12 different stuff packs, and then 5 or 6 different game packs, and then 5 or 6 different expansions.
Yeah, we talked about it, like,
at least.
Yeah, we talked about this like a year ago, and I remember mentioning they're a year older than the expected time that you would hear an announcement for Sims 5 now. And like just like the other Sims before it, when that bloat hits, people need to have the highest stuff or they can't pay for it. So usually it was a necessity for them to move on, except for The Sims 3, because as you already said, it wasn't wonderfully optimized and you needed a lot of processing power to have that whole world loaded up constantly and changing.
Yeah.
So they needed to change into The Sims 4. And even then, The Sims 3 had a life cycle that was expected for a Sims game. We're coming on 2 years, almost three, I think, over the limit on what a Sims game should be able to be holding. And we've had great technological increases, but they, what are they going to do? Just bloat their game until Sims 5 is something that like is never going to happen, and then people just need a really beefy computer to play one video game? Is that they need something here? Because right now they don't have anything in the tank, and Paralives is coming out. So if anything like is hurting The Sims, it's the corporate EA management. Everybody else is doing exactly what they need to do.
Yeah.
Is there any other final thoughts on it that you want to?
No, but I believe you also had something to say about EA.
EA? No, not EA. I do have something about another company, though.
Right.
I have BioWare.
Which is owned by EA.
Well, yeah, I guess it is now, huh? That's true. Good point. I totally, like, I just think of them, because, like, where I'm specifically talking about them is a little before they were bought by EA as well. So like this, you are right though. But yeah, thank you for the great segue, Shania.
No problem.
So when it comes to BioWare, that might be a bit of a head scratcher when it comes to the discussion of why do they deserve better. But we're not talking about all of BioWare. I'm not talking about BioWare in Canada or in Edinburgh. I'm talking about BioWare Austin, the one in Texas who makes Star Wars The Old Republic. Now, regardless of what you think about The Old Republic, there is one really good thing about The Old Republic. That game is really well made, actually, with a really good BioWare flair to it. You have an MMO game that actually has stories and companions that treats itself like you're actually a role player who changes the world around you in that game. I've played
a lot of The Old Republic. It's still getting updated too, right?
Yeah, and the best thing is their system is like you pay for a subscription for like 1 month, right? You get all the content that they've unlocked. They don't do expansions and stuff. Granted, if you want to keep the highest level of stuff, like as in the fastest acceleration for XP, or like if something new comes out, you do need to be a member. But honestly, my whole thing is about like every 2-3 years, I pay for 1 month, get all the content that came out during that, cancel the subscription. They let you keep all that content. They do not lock you back out. That's smart. They know it happens. They saw that people did it, and instead of saying no, you can't do that, they made a different system of player accounts. So you have like a member account or something, you have a non-member, and you have a past member, essentially. So if you're one of the people like me who do that, they just put you in past member. They totally understand that that is what some people do, and instead of trying to shut them down because that's how they want to play it, they got $15 out of you. They're like, thank you for supporting us. If you ever want to come back, just do it again. It's a really smart system. BioWare Austin has an extreme amount of passion for this project, since basically they were created to only do this. And if you don't know anything about BioWare, they treat BioWare Austin like shit compared to the other two. It's a very elitist system. And this is where we get into the problems with games like Anthem, which is a game that was supposed to be a destiny killing shared shooter MMO experience. BioWare Austin was reached out multiple times to try to help the teams working on it, and they said, no, we have it covered.
A game that also deserves better for that specific reason too is definitely Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yep.
Because they fucking gutted Mass Effect Andromeda's team to work on Anthem. And then they tried having both, and they got neither.
Yeah.
Because both of them got shit reviews.
Yeah. Mass Effect Andromeda in general deserved better. But imagine having a team of people. I know, for us Americans, this actually isn't that hard to imagine. A team of people that actually have great experience and genuine ideas about how these systems work. And instead of any of that, you hire the people that are closer to you. So this is what we call cronyism, because it's not your relatives. Yeah. You clowned yourself because instead of working with Austin, they decided to get, I think it's BioWare Montreal or Toronto, but it's their Canadian.
I believe it's Montreal.
Yeah, they got their Canadian headquarters, which does not do MMO-like things, and helped gut them to go work on Anthem when they don't know how to do that. Austin knows how to do that. And they just said no, because Austin is seen as a second-class, like, dev team to them, despite the fact that now that's BioWare's last game that reminds people of what BioWare is. A company that was known.
Yeah.
Like, how do you go from making Baldur's Gate? Like, Baldur's Gate set the standard of, like, old school RPGs. Like, it was taking a tabletop and making it real. Literally. Like, Baldur's Gate is in Wizards of the Coast Dungeons & Dragons tabletop. And they made a compelling, dynamic story. Like, they went on and made Neverwinter Nights, same idea. You made KOTOR, the game that made you famous. You made all these things. And your last bastion of what people remember you for is made by the team that you treat lower than yourselves.
Yeah, and I want to be excited about the next Dragon Age, because I loved Inquisition so much. But I just feel like there's kind of this trepidation from everyone involved. Like, everyone's just really wary of BioWare now, because it's like EA got to them too.
I actually don't blame EA for this one.
Really?
No, because a lot of what I said was like, yeah, EA was part of it, but this is dev team management. This is the people who were the heads of BioWare's like entire company decided to do this actively and consistently to themselves. EA did not tell them, don't use your Austin team. They told themselves that we have the report on this. They did rely on their
beats.
They relied on their BioWare magic, quote unquote, literally their words, not mine. Like, they used with Inquisition. That's what they call it, the BioWare magic. In that crunch time, everything just
BioWare magic is just called OSHA violations. That's actually what it means.
Yeah, basically, it's just you put everybody into such a heavy crunch that you make or break them. And BioWare really like played Mortal Kombat one too many times. I guess they tested their fucking might, and it turns out you can't do it forever.
Yeah, it literally just means human rights violations. So.
Yeah, and on top of this, now think about it this way. They had a whole team willing to help them that they said, you're not nearly as good as us in this, when it's literally all they do. So, yeah that's why, like, BioWare Austin specifically, like, they have to be called part of BioWare with a company that's losing credibility when they work super hard all the time on this MMO that's been running for, like, 7 years. And they don't get any respect by the company that they work for in that regard as a whole team. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
That actually reminds me of like Obsidian.
Yeah.
With Bethesda and how, but I mean, like the nice thing about it is that, you know, when they came out with the Outer Worlds, it actually got really good reviews as opposed to Fallout 4. So
they are,
we never had the last left there.
Actually, Fallout 4 did not have amazing reviews. Remember, Outer Worlds came out against Fallout 76, which is like Bethesda's worst video game in a long time, in my opinion.
Yep, the absolute fucking disaster that was Fallout 76. You're so right.
what they did was they used the trailer to throw that shade from the makers of Fallout New Vegas, which is considered by far the best one. Fallout. Oh my god, Fallout New Vegas is there.
Yeah. Fallout 4 was considered to be like average.
It had its potential, but it drops the ball too much. Like, the best things about it are counteracted by the worst things about it. With New Vegas, I mean, New Vegas has time against them a bit, but, you know.
Yeah. Maybe with time, something like that can happen to BioWare Austin.
I mean, probably not, like, in that regard, because, like, again, they're confined to only working on this one MMO.
And yeah, but I just mean, like, if the team left, like, if a lot of people who were working on it left and...
Oh, they could go on to do great things with that resume. Yeah. Especially with games trying to be more online-focused now, which that's a different topic for another time, but at least for their job, they're good at what they do. Like, and I'm really proud of them and thank them, because out of everything that's gone wrong with BioWare... they somehow, some way, despite all of that happening around them, have the spirit inside of them to keep one of my favorite, as a child, as an adolescent, and as a young adult, my absolute favorite, like, RPG company alive in some form to this day. So I really thank BioWare, but also, like you said, thanks Obsidian for just being fucking rad and going, like, I don't give a shit if I can't make Fallout. Like, I'll make something good anyway. Like, they do a lot.
Otherworlds was a lot of fun.
And, it was.
You know, especially talking about space capitalism, that was fun.
That was a good time. Which, in hindsight, wow, they really were throwing shots with, like, the elite versus, just the people who work. Because, like, devs are essentially the workers, people who get worked way too hard for way too little. I don't care if devs make good money. If you work me 120 hours in a single week, and you do that for multiple weeks, like what they're doing with CD Projekt Red over for Cyberpunk, and you extend it over and over to do that, it doesn't matter. Like, that's not humanly right of you to do as a management team. You're fucking them up. Like, I don't care how good your game is, I'm not forgetting it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, if any of the companies that we said have done that crunch time multiple times, please tell me so I can, you know, never forget that either. Because right now it's, I don't know. I'll like you until I hate you.
Fair enough.
Unlike you, Shania, I don't have that segue. I don't have a good segue for you.
So a character who deserved better is Albus Severus Potter. And this goes for any other poorly named child of a protagonist. But I feel like Albus Severus Potter in particular, because Harry really said, you know who I'm going to name you after? I'm going to name you after my wizard father figure who literally sent me to my death and was cool with that. And I'm also going to name you after an incel who was mean to me because he really wanted to fuck my mom. And also he was like a neo-Nazi, but he decided not to be a neo-Nazi anymore at the last minute because he wanted to fuck my mom. So, and like before, like one of the last interactions he had with my mom was like basically calling her the wizard equivalent of the N-word. So, like, you know, that's like a great...
That's a great time. My child.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking god.
Not serious, you know? Not Hagrid, who was like basically your real father figure. No. Albus Severus Potter.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
You know, can I throw this? Here's the bounce passive question for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What would you have named the child?
Anything else?
No, but say one.
You gotta get
three names something something Potter. So two.
Maybe like Sirius James Potter.
Okay. Now, can I throw this? Can I throw this one at you?
Mm-hmm.
Dobby Hagrid Potter.
Shut up. Not Dobby.
Now, not based Dobby. On Harry, imagine if it was a daughter. I really think it would have come out as like Moaning Myrtle would have been in the name somewhere, and it would have been because that was the first person who really liked me. It would have. What's the J.K. Rowling's most worst named character?
Oh, Cho Chang.
Yeah, Cho Chang Myrtle Potter would have been his daughter's name, and I 100% believe that J.K. Rowling would have done some shit like that.
This is also to every Harry Potter fan who has had to put up with Joanne Kathleen Rowling, who just decided she wasn't going to shut the fuck up for the rest of her career. She said, no, I am not going to go on these book tours and get these checks and make this Harry Potter movie and make this Harry Potter money. No, I'm going to terrorize all of you with my opinions that no one asked for.
And see, there's a difference because I think some people, right, might make you only think that you're talking about her transphobia.
Yeah, her being a TERF. Yeah.
Yes. However, there is some that might have been missed in that assumption. And that would be that one time she said canonically wizard shit on the floor and then teleport it to somewhere else and other tidbits of ruining your universe tweet by tweet.
Yeah, she just kept going. And we were just like, Joanne, if you could just please stop. And she said no. So, you know, to every Harry Potter fan that has a Deathly Hallows tattoo, first of all, I'm sorry.
Also, you sided wrong if you had that fucking Death Eater?
Oh, yeah.
If you got a Death Eater tattoo, reevaluate yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're basically wizard Nazis, so.
Yeah, like.
When it comes to other poorly named children of protagonists, I don't know if any of you remember Renesmee from Twilight?
Oh, that's a name?
Yeah, and the fact that Rotisserie, she...
Excuse me?
Was... Yeah, Robitussin?
Their name was Robitussin?
No, their name was Renesmee.
But you said Rotisserie and then Robitussin.
I was making fun of her name.
Okay, because here's the thing. I genuinely thought you were serious. I didn't know. I didn't read Twilight.
Yeah, so Renesmee, you know, Bella Swan thought, here's what I should name my daughter. I should name her, I should combine the names Renee and Esmee. And that is like an adequate child's name. And I can't say anything because my middle name is a combination of my parents' names, but I guarantee you that it sounds better than Renesmee. And Stephanie Meyer also decided that Jacob would imprint on Renesmee, who was a fetus, and that she would age rapidly until she hit 17, which would somehow make their relationship not weird, but she very much wasn't successful because it was very much still fucking weird.
Yeah. Also, can I just go back to that one little tidbit? You ever think it's funny that Bella Swan's name is just Pretty Bird?
Yeah.
Why they do that?
You know, Stephanie Meyer did a lot of things, but making good choices wasn't one of them.
Honestly, I actually like am really impressed by Stephanie Meyer. She was way ahead of the curve when you think about it. Nowadays, everybody's fucking Wattpad fantasy can get made into a Netflix movie. She had to write a fucking book for it. Like she had to work for that check. Everybody now is just like fucking kissing booth. Got it.
Stephanie Meyer said, I'm going to put this girl in a khaki skirt, and Edward is going to want to fuck the living shit out of her in it. And she said, you will all consume this and believe it. And 13-year-old me was like, yes, that sounds right.
You know who I was watching? I was watching Kenny JD with Bad Movies and a Beat every Saturday.
She's a great channel. YouTuber. We would recommend it.
Yeah, and she does Bad Movies and a Beat, which is how does she say it? She watches bad movies while putting, or she talks about bad movies while putting her makeup on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she does Twilight really fucking well, but also stuff like The Kissing Booth or Thanksgiving. Yeah. So, you know, if you want to hear a bunch of stuff, I recommend that channel. But she was talking, and that's where I get most of my Twilight information is from you. Or Kenny JD, which are not unbiased sources of information on Twilight. But from what I understand about Twilight, is it's something that like gets shit on a lot, but we kind of didn't go through our stage of going, this is like actually terrible. Because she was mentioning like the weird Mormon like value of like get as close as possible to having sex, but don't actually have sex.
Right. Not until wedding night.
Yeah. And then like the weird, like, you know, imprinting thing. And, like, I just feel like we never as a society dissected those movies and went, wow, those are trash.
You may not have, but I definitely did.
No, I'm saying, like, people did, but I mean, as a society, we didn't, like, rip the shit out of them like we have some other things. Like, I was saying, like, I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. Bruh, how did we not rip the shit out of that movie right now yet? Like, why didn't we go on Twitter and go, like, did we ever think, like, the movie I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry is not only, like, incredibly, like, gay stereotype, but the whole movie is bi erasure because it could be solved with going, I'm bisexual, and they have to go, oh, well, that makes sense. And then the movie's over in 3 minutes.
I think we just kind of, we slapped Adam Sandler's name on it. So everyone was just kind of like, you know what? This is something that I'm not going to touch because it's just Adam Sandler being himself and, you know, incorporating his ideas into movies.
I guess so. I'm just saying. We need to go back and trash more films.
But anyway, this is a shout out to you, Albus Severus Potter, and to you, Renesmee. You both deserved way better names, especially Albus Severus, because Snape, you're a bitch. And the fact that you were a child's boggart because you terrorized him so much, and the fact that his parents were literally tortured to death, and you were still his boggart, and Harry still decided to name his child after you. I don't get it. But you deserve better.
You know what's funny? Alan Rickman was incredible as an actor.
Oh yeah, love Alan Rickman. Like, he was he's an awesome portrayal of Snape. I will never say anything bad about Alan Rickman.
True.
Snape as a character.
No. I'm saying, like, you ever think it's funny that, like, Alan Rickman is, ironically, that's one of his most memorable roles, you know? Mm-hmm. And at the same time, they really they gave the Alan Rickman an incel character.
Yeah.
And he still did it so well that J.K. Rowling went on record saying, I don't remember what the actual Snape looks like. I just keep seeing Alan Rickman now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He literally perfectly portrayed a character that happens to actually be trash as well.
Yeah.
He's that good. I think that's the ticket. Is why did people like Snape so much? Because Alan Rickman, it doesn't matter. He's that fucking good.
It was literally just Alan Rickman, because I know I did not have the same feelings about Snape when I was reading the books. But when I saw Snape's last scene in the movies, I did cry. But then looking back on it, it's like, bro, I felt bad for an incel. Like,
yeah, you told me about that. But then again, I like Stroheim in JoJo Part 2. Like, that character's wildly memeable and funny. Nazi, though. He's trash.
Literal Nazi. Not
literal,
even
actual Nazi.
Not even an exaggeration. He was.
Yeah. And not dub Stroheim. I'm talking sub Stroheim. That voice actor's good. So I guess good people can make things trash. So thanks Alan Rickman and Stroheim's voice actor, who I can't remember, for making really shitty characters not shitty in our perception for a minute there.
Absolutely.
We've really been tangenting this episode. We had some feelings to let out.
I had some emotions that I just kind of had to let out. So
let's get back on track a little bit. I think we can do two more.
Actually, let's just do one more. Do yours.
No, because I ended last time. So you got to end. So I'll do mine quick. How about that?
Okay.
All right, because this one, it's so big that, like, we can't get through the entire thing. I'll just save my next one for last, for the last part. This is what I wrote. The superheroes who aren't rich doing all the work, while 1% heroes who could change systemic problems and solve homelessness and world hunger just make gadgets.
I'm looking at you, Bruce Wayne. I'm looking at you, Bruce Wayne.
Tony Stark.
Yeah. Like, it's like, yes, he makes clean energy now, but he was also a war criminal. And I do like Tony Stark's character a lot.
Yeah.
But,
I'm talking more comic book than anything else. Like, because comic book Tony Stark is also wealthy. Also, didn't you tell me a couple times, like, Black Panther in the comics is, like, the richest superhero?
Yeah, that's canon.
Bruh, he's got so much money, he could solve world hunger and homelessness, and he didn't do that.
Nah, he said, you know what, Wakanda, like, we're chilling. And honestly, I can't.
He really had a Wakanda first policy.
I mean, do I disagree? Like,
I think in the world of superheroes, yeah, I kind of disagree a bit.
Fair enough.
Doesn't he have like $6 trillion?
He's got a lot of money. T'Challa's fucking loaded. Yeah, I mean, and that was kind of a big part of the first Black Panther movie, actually.
Yeah, you know, it was.
Yeah, yeah.
But comic book Black Panther, maybe just a little bit.
You're right.
A tad.
Because it's true.
A smidgen. But you know what? I think these last two, we've been focusing on all the people who don't do that stuff. Let's talk about like Superman or Peter Parker, those kinds of people. Who, like, Superman holds a journalism job while also creating stuff journalist enough to write about. Like, this guy wrote about his own death one time. Like, this guy, like, has a full-time job.
He does,
while being Superman.
Also, shout out to Matt Murdock for that very same reason. Because he's a lawyer, but he's not the rich lawyer.
Yeah.
He does a lot of his clients are pro bono, so, you know,
She-Hulk
he's also
is,
fucking broke.
She-Hulk is one of the greatest lawyers in the United States that practices. I think they've had a trial with She-Hulk versus like Matt Murdock in a case, and they're both like,
it's amazing.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I mean, is like, She-Hulk is she's green, she like 8 feet tall. She could beat the fuck out of people.
That's true.
And she's still, like, one of the world... Do you know how hard it has to be, like, to be one of the world's top lawyers? Like, yeah, she's smart, but that's also a lot of hard work and fighting crime to pay
a
check.
Lot of reading.
Yeah.
A lot of reading.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. Like, honestly, when you think about, like, Green Lantern, he's a little different because he's operating in a galactic, like, agency now.
Mm-hmm.
But my guy, he works for, like, a bureau of sorts. Like, he's that's his whole job. Like, he doesn't do the alter ego thing, you know, anymore. But he still was, like, a pilot before that. Like, he was a test pilot. Like, he had to work really hard. Bruce Wayne over here, he literally just, like, I totally am not stepping on the fact that he had to grieve for his parents or wanted a better world, but he really...
Okay, but you can go, he went through trauma, but it is not an excuse to beat up people.
Well, here's the thing. It's like his brain stopped maturing that day. Because that's what I would think a 10-year-old does, is go, I'm going to grow up and become a superhero. And he did that. But Alfred, bruh, Alfred didn't want to teach him about any of this systemic issues or, like, poverty or, like, the fact that he's, like, one of the richest people in DC.
I just feel like all Bruce Wayne had to do was take, like, a 200 or 300 level sociology class, and I feel like Gotham would have been... different.
Yeah,
you know, he took poli sci 101 and he was like, you know what, the key to cleaning up the city is just to beat the shit out of, you know, poor people.
Yeah, that's kind of the issue, is like, you can't do that.
Maybe you're a billionaire.
There are literally too many heroes on the docket to name to every single one that goes through this. Like, they don't have that level of money. And they don't even accept that level of money. Like, sometimes they get, like, a reward or something, like a key to the city. That's not really, like, worth a ton of money.
No.
Now, don't get me wrong. Like, Superman has a Fortress of Solitude, but nobody wants to live their ass out in the Arctic. So, like, I'm fair with that, you know? Spider-Man, he really only protects New York, so it's not like he's trying to bust the world open.
When he said I'm your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, he meant that.
Yeah, for real. Like,
he's in the boroughs.
Like, he really it's not like he puts New York first. If there's a world danger, he goes out, but he knows, like, you can't do it all.
Yeah.
You know? Everybody knows you can't do it all. And if you're a character like Superman or Thor or somebody who's, like, super powerful, they usually have a moment where you learn you can't do it all.
Yeah.
You know? But you know what can do more? Hiring people to help work on big issues when you see something, Bruce, like, mental health apparently running, like, really abound in this asylum. Maybe you could have done, like, better to pay for reprogram, what do they call it? Like, rehabilitation programs. And, you know, maybe better security. Nah, man, I'm just going to supply him weapons and armor.
It's just like, Bruce, babe, I'm begging you to go to therapy.
Remember that time, like, Tony Stark, remember that time movie Tony Stark created unlimited energy for New York City and didn't share? He could have built those anywhere.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. And, like, part of, like, the thing is, especially in the Black Panther movie, which I love, is, mm-hmm. like, resources are not being shared equally. And although, like, that's a giant metaphor for our current society, which is, I think, the real reason why we never see these heroes do it, we're speaking in fiction here. So it's kind of like, if it's that logical issue where, like, you have a character that can absolutely do it, and for whatever reason they don't. This is why when you write stuff like this, you create barriers to make sure they can't do it. I've never seen the U.S. government go, nah, 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 private citizen, you can't come and do stuff like that, because that's, you know, that doesn't make sense to people.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I mean, that's a valid point. Like, T'Challa is, like, richer than God.
Yeah. And I don't think he's that rich in the MCU. He's money rich, but it's more like in his country's, like, investment. Like, he's put, him and his forefathers have put a lot of investment back in, and then they end up at the end of it sharing it with the world. But it's a long process that takes time. But why didn't Tony just make more clean energy for everybody and just kind of put that up over at least the US. Like, he put it in New York and basically said, fuck all y'all. Bro, I gotta pay bills, Tony.
We got student loans, Tony.
Yeah. Meanwhile, and this is what I want to get back to real quick, who's your favorite hero that looks like they work real hard for their day-to-day and their hero work?
Right.
No, I'm asking you.
Who's mine?
Yeah, who's the person who's like, they really, like, do the most for their, like, everyday and as a hero?
Because
for me, it's Superman.
Yeah, mine is probably going to be Matt Murdock.
There you go. You want to give a little, like, good moment for that?
I just want to say that in terms of superheroes that fight using martial arts and gadgets, Matt Murdock is better than Bruce Wayne in every way. Okay. And that Matt said, you know what? I am going to try and help the disenfranchised. I'm going to be your defense attorney. I'm going to fight gentrification. I'm going to do it for you for free. I'm going to be poor as shit. And I'm going to get beat to all hell. And, you know, Bruce said no.
He did indeed say no.
With a heart at the end, you know?
It's like that tweet where it's like, help us, Republicans, no. Democrats, no. Hashtag Black Lives Matter.
Gay flag. With a heart and then a rainbow flag.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, basically. Like,
and any Batman stands that want to come for me, I stand by it. So,
any Batman stands that are still alive past 2007, please go back. Your time traveling is over.
And I mean, I like the depictions of Batman recently, which, like, show him as someone who's genuinely very fucked up.
Yeah, like he's not cool guy anymore. It turns out when they made Superman the Boy Scout and Batman the Dark Hero, and people got on Superman for being a Boy Scout, when you really want a superhero, you want the Boy Scout, not the person with trauma. Bruh, you can't fix the fact that your parents died to a criminal.
Yeah.
How are you going to save other people's lives?
Yeah, first they were like, you know what? We're going to cast Ben Affleck, and he's going to look like your alcoholic dad as Batman. And now they're casting Robert Pattinson, which is like a whole other level of, like, angst that I'm ready to see. Robert. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I have hope for Robert, but he's got that angst. He's got that angst typecast, you know?
Yeah. I think he'll portray it well, like, genuinely show a version of Bruce Wayne where you're like, holy shit, like, that man needs so much help, and he's not getting it.
I can't wait for the 2025 movie special, Batman Goes to Therapy.
Batman confronts his inner demons.
And they've had, like, whole comics dedicated to it, but somehow, some way, they pull a Family Guy and he's right back to Dark Crusader all over again.
Mm-hmm. So,
but yeah, thanks, superheroes who, like, you're not rich, you're not, like, powerful, you gotta work to keep your day job and pay that check week by week.
Yeah.
But you're out here, like, actually saving people and stuff. Like, you're not sitting on your laurels or anything. You're working hella hard. Unlike some of your compatriots who could literally fix huge problems that would help everybody.
Yeah, I'm not about to fucking respect Jeff Bezos with superpowers.
That's good. All right, you got any more?
No, that's it for me for this week.
Okay, cool. But that means you gotta double up for next week, because I want to hear your opinions.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
get ready for the Shania show in our part 4, the finale of our thanks to all the ones who deserved much better than what they got. Yeah, Shania, take us home. Take us out.
Well, as always, take care of yourselves, my cute little sluts. And follow us on Twitter. You can follow me at The Carb Goblin. You can follow Brandon at Brawlmite. And then you can follow our podcast Twitter at Big Oof Podcast.
Yep. And we have the Gmail if you want to email with Big Oof coming your way at gmail.com.
And as always, be gay, cause chaos, and we love and appreciate you.